Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdel Nasser Jengda, and you're listening to the Qalam Podcast. I wanted to welcome you to a new series here on the Qalam Podcast, which features lectures and sessions conducted at the Qalam Conference. On January the 4th, 2020, we conducted a day-long Qalam conference for the entire DFW Muslim community. That is the Dallas-Fort Worth community where Qalam is located and Qalam is based. This was a free day-long conference that we conducted here that had sessions for youth, for kids, and for the general community. The topic of the conference was the Qur'an. Alhamdulillah, at Qalam, we have a full-time seminary which features a number of scholars and instructors, and now we have graduates and new instructors being added to the faculty. We also have many senior students who have been at the seminary for years learning the Islamic sciences. Alhamdulillah, this entire conference was put together, was conducted and was spoken at by Qalam scholars, Qalam teachers, Qalam instructors, Qalam graduates, and senior seminary students at Qalam. And this was done for the benefit of our local community. So alhamdulillah, I wanted to take the opportunity to share these sessions with you. The topic was the Qur'an and how it applies to our practical everyday lives. I hope you find the sessions beneficial. Inshallah, if they are beneficial to you, please do the following things. Number one, share them with family and friends because these sessions are being provided free for everyone's benefit. Number two, go to supportqalam.com. That is support, Q-A-L-A-M, supportqalam.com, and consider being a sustainer to help make this knowledge available to more and more people. And number three, if you use an Apple device, go to the App Store and download the free, amazing Qalam app, in which you can download and listen to all Qalam podcast series and sessions. Jazakumullahu khairan and enjoy the session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Thank you very much, Sheikh. It is our honor and pleasure to have all of you here at Islamic Center of Frisco. It's Islamic Center of Frisco serves as a hub for all things Islam and prayers and what have you for five or six distinct communities. It does say Islamic Center of Frisco, but we serve the needs of all the Muslims, brothers and sisters, kids from McKinney, Plano, Frisco, Little Elm, Prosper, Salina, Aubrey, and we continue to grow the mission. Alhamdulillah, we've been here for a few years now, and we love having you here, and thank you very much for making our masjid the place for this great conference. I really appreciate your presence here, and please let us know if we can make this place more comfortable for you during the day. Take care.
I also wanted to request Sheikh Salah Mahmood, who is the Imam here at the Islamic Center of Frisco, to inshallah welcome everyone to the program and also talk a little bit about the theme, the conference, and the significance of the topic that we're going to be discussing here today.
So let's start from the beginning, inshallah, warm it up a little bit. So, you know, in conferences, usually they say salamu alaikum three times, and people, you know, every time they, you know, it gets louder. But in Frisco Masjid, we do it differently. So usually we count from one to three, and they say salamu alaikum, then inshallah once, okay? Bismillah. All right, three, two, one. Salamu alaikum. There you go. You see, you saved time, Sheikh Mikhail. Right, alhamdulillah. Bismillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقهوا قولي اما بعد. It is our honor and pleasure to have everyone here. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Jazakumullah Khairan for dedicating your time, for waking up in the morning, making here to the masjid. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would like to thank Sheikh Abdul Nasser and the whole wonderful team. They're my favorite. I'm a big fan of Qalam Institute, by the way. I'm a big fan of their mission and vision and the amazing things they're doing to our community, right? So, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we appreciate the great effort that Qalam is actually doing to our communities and the Muslim society, Muslim communities in America, not just in Dallas, in the whole United States. And I can tell you for sure that, alhamdulillah, they've been putting a lot of effort into this. right? Day in and day out. I have witnessed this all from since probably we started, you know, November, right? Planning for everything, and alhamdulillah, together we're here today. So thank you so much for the Qalam team. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. And as I always say, wherever you see Qalam, you see young people, right? And of course our elders, with our respect, of course, right? You see young people, and this is the goal. We need our young people to be in the masajid, to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And Qalam, alhamdulillah, they're doing this wonderful job. I have joined this amazing community of first school back in July 2018. And subhanallah, ever since I came here, I realized something very, very different from other communities, right? This masjid and this community is very welcoming community. Honestly, very welcoming. We see each other, like we see other institutions, Islamic institutions, as partners, not competitors. We're very open, and even our Amir, Brother Kashif, he always says what? He says we are equal opportunity institution. We welcome everybody, right? And this is what really makes this masjid unique. We'll continue to work, inshallah, with Qalam and with other institutions as well. Be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Qalam and bless Frisco Masjid. Allahumma ameen ya rabbal alameen. What is better topic than Quran, talking about the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But before I talk about Quran, let me tell you something, give you a glad tiding from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us in hadith narrated by al-Imam Muslim narrated by Abu Hurairah radiyallahu an, and this sahih hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, if you do three things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you with four things. Hadith, very famous hadith. مَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ. If a group of people gather in the masjid from the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huh? To do what? يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. They recite the book of Allah, which we are doing, alhamdulillah, this amazing, wonderful recitation, alhamdulillah, we just heard right now, right? وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ فِيمَا بَيْنَهُمْ. And they study the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is what we'll be doing the whole entire day, right? So we gather in the masjid, we listen, and we're going to study as well. What are the four words that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised? Number one, إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ. The tranquility, the sakina will descend upon them. Alhamdulillah. See how peaceful it is in the masjid, subhanallah. You cannot find this tranquility, this sakina anywhere else. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. That's number one. What's the second one? وَغَشِيَتْهُمْ رَحْمَةِ. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will engulf them. We have mercy between each other, alhamdulillah, because this is coming from the Rahman, from the merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what else? After that, وحفتهم الملائكة, and the angel surrenders, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. The presence of the angels around us here, we feel it. And then number four, وذكرهم الله في من عنده. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of them. Imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned your name, Muhammad wa Ahmad wa Fatima wa Aisha wa Maryam. They're sitting in Frisco Masjid. They are listening to the Quran. They are pondering over the ayat of the Quran. They are studying the Quran, and they are applying Quran in their lives as well. Wonderful. So this is the reward, ya ikhwani. That's why I'm very, very happy that, alhamdulillah, this is the theme for today. Quran has the cure. Quran has the solution to all our problems. All right? And I will leave you with this, inshallah, because, you know, I would like to give all the time to Sheikh Abdul Nasir, because I personally want to learn, inshallah, today. Right? So I will leave you with this, inshallah. When you attend any of the sessions here, the breakout session, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, bear in your mind seven things. Okay, about Quran. Talk about Quran. Number one, that the book that you're going to study today is a divine book. What does it mean? It's not from a human being. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean? It means that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. In the beginning of the book, subhanallah, look at that. He says, this book that you're about to study, you're about to read, has no doubt. Has no doubt whatsoever. Subhanallah. Other books, when you read other books, what you notice that, you know, they say it's a human effort. I have tried my best, couple of typos, grammatic mistakes here and there. But Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the get-go, he's telling you what? ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. So this is the first thing. It's a divine book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing that you should bear in your mind when you attending any of the sessions, that this book will be preserved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun.
We're the one who sent the book, and we're the one who are going to preserve it until the day of judgment. The ayah that I just recited will be recited right before the day of judgment as well. Subhanallah. Right? Number three, it's a miraculous book. What does it mean? It's a miraculous book. Subhanallah. It was miracle to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's an everlasting miracle. It's a miracle that it's not limited by any time or any place. Not like any other prophet. Subhanallah. Old prophets, they had other prophets and messengers. They had books, scriptures, and they had miracles. Like Musa alayhi salam, he had the Torah and he had the miracle. The Quran is the miracle and the manhaj as well, subhanallah. So two in one here, subhanallah. So it's a miraculous book. Number four, it's kitabun mubin. It's clear, easy to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Surah Al-Qamar, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. And then number five, this book has everything you want. You see, today's session, mashallah, you have for the family, you have for marriage, you have for kids, you have for the youth, you have for the teens, from one book. Everything today we're going to study today, inshallah, and learn today, it is from one book known as the Quran. And then number six, this book is not, as I said in the beginning, is not limited to any time. It's from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam until the day of judgment will be Quran. Salihul li kulli zamani wa makan. And number seven, it's a book for all humanity. It's not just for any race. It's not just for, you know, this country or the nation. It's not just for the Arabs. It's for everybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Quran and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to everybody. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this day, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people of Quran who benefit from Quran and apply Quran in their daily lives. Allahumma ameen. I will stop right here, inshallah, and I will give the mic back to Sheikh Abdul Nasir. Jazakumullahu khayran.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So alhamdulillah, as both panelists before me also did, I want to take the very quick opportunity to welcome everyone here today to the program. MashaAllah, Sheikh Salah and Brother Kashif, welcoming us as the leadership here at the hosting institution at the Islamic Center of Frisco. And we're very happy to be here and be able to work with them in putting together this program that inshallah will be beneficial for the entire community. I wanted to also take the opportunity to welcome everyone on behalf of the entire team, the entire family that we have at Qalam. Qalam, very quickly, I'm not going to make this an infomercial and I'm not going to talk very long about Qalam, but at the same time, for anyone who might be interacting with us as an institution for the very first time, I just would like to introduce exactly who we are. Qalam is an institution that is dedicated and committed to the mission of Islamic education. We fundamentally hold that knowledge and Islamic education is the pathway to solving everything that ails humanity today. When the Prophet Isa alayhi salam was lifted away from this world more than 2,000 years ago, at that time, the world was basically plunged into darkness. In a hadith of Musnad Ahmad, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us, it's an authentic narration, that there were no prophets that were sent between Isa, Jesus, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. No prophets came between them, and we know that 6 centuries passed. So for 600 years, you had no prophets. Revelation was not preserved, because unfortunately, the scripture was being altered. يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَمَّ مَوَاضِعِهِ وَنَسُوا حَظًّا مِمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. God tells us in the Quran, unfortunately and tragically, they altered their scripture. So you didn't have scripture like we have the Quran. Nor did you have a prophet and a messenger bringing people back to center. And so the world slowly devolved into absolute chaos and darkness. And
when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born into this world, that was the lowest and darkest point humanity had ever reached. No matter how bad things may seem today, it pales in comparison to what the world was like at that time. You just need to know one thing in order to understand how tragic the world had become. There were idols inside of the Kaaba. There were idols, statues, rocks that people worshipped inside the Kaaba. That's it. Nothing is sacred. If an idol is inside the Kaaba, that means nothing is sacred anymore. That's where the world was. Now here's a question for everybody. Here's a little problem to solve. How do you bring the world out of such darkness? How do you recover humanity when it has fallen so low that nothing is sacred anymore? How do you do that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Prophet ﷺ some revelation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the gates of the heavens for the first time after 6 centuries. And God spoke into this world. God's words came down in this world. The Quran, Kalamullah. And not just the very first revelation, not just the very first surah, not even the very first verse, the very first word that Allah spoke into this world after 6 centuries to create the pathway to clearing humanity out of chaos and darkness was Iqra. Read. Learn. Open your mind and open your heart. Let the light back in. And so, because of this, our mission is to educate people about their religion. That learning, knowing the Quran, and knowing the life of the Prophet ﷺ. And then everything that comes from that. Fiqh, aqidah, tafsir, hadith, seerah, tazkiyah, tarbiyah, tariq. Everything else stems from these two things. Wahi matlu wa ghayr matlu. Quran and sunnah. The word of God and the life of the messenger of God. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that's who we are. That's what we've committed ourselves to. And that's why we've gathered everyone here today. And the theme is not a coincidence. The theme is not just something that made for a catchy title. The theme is not something that was good for marketing. No, no, no. We fundamentally believe that unless and until we can reconnect with the Quran individually, as families, as communities, and as a collective ummah, we can't find our way back to the light. And we cannot sustain the light that we have. And we cannot grow the light that we have. And so that's why we're here to talk about the Quran. And I'll conclude kind of this welcome and introduction and layout of the theme by sharing a verse of the Quran with you that I hope will set the stage and set the tone for the remainder of the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yunus, Surah number 10. In ayah number 57, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas. Allah is not just talking to you and I here. He's not just saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. He's not just talking to the Muslims. He's talking to all of humanity. O mankind, O humanity. Qad ja'atkum. There has come to you. Allah did not wait for us to come to Him. Allah sent it to us. You know, when you want to like talk to a friend, you need to meet with a friend, you're trying to reconcile with somebody, and you keep waiting for them to call, you keep waiting for them to text, you keep checking your phone. Did he text? Did he call? Did he text? Did he call? And then what are we taught? Stop waiting for them to call and text, and what do? You call. Stop waiting for them to show up. You show up. Go knock on their door. The Prophet ﷺ told us, وَخَيْرُهُمَا الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ بِالسَّلَامِ. The better of the two is the one who initiates the conversation, the salam, the greeting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't wait for us to find His way to Him. Allah sent it to us. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ. It came to you. What came to you? مَوْعِذَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. مَوْعِذَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. A reminder, a wake-up call. مَوْعِذَةٌ, a wake-up call from your Lord came to you. A wake-up call came to you from your Lord. So wake up. Pay attention. It's like the alarm is blaring outside and you're sitting inside of your house, completely just disconnected, completely oblivious. There's only one description of for that person. If the alarm is blazing and blaring and the person is sitting there oblivious, there's only one description for that person. And that is foolish. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent you a wake-up call coming directly from your Lord. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Number two, and this is a remedy, this is a cure for all that which ails the chests of human beings. All that which ails humanity, every burden that we've been carrying, every ache, every pain, every trouble, every anxiety, every issue that we are carrying in our chests. This Quran has a solution. That's not me saying it. This is not cheap rhetoric. This is God saying, Shifa'un lima fi sudur. He didn't say, Shifa'un lima fi sudurikum. This is a cure for what's in your chest. No, this is a cure for what is in all chests. This will solve everyone's problems. Not just yours, not just mine. Not just the devout, not just the pious, not just the righteous. Everyone's problems. That is the blessing of the Quran. Number three, hudan. It is guidance. It is guidance. It will take you and show you the way. It will walk you the path. In old Arabic, in ancient Arabic, hadiya, the walking stick, like a blind person has a seeing stick, a walking stick. That walking stick in old Arabic used to be called hadiya. Like you see how the blind person walks using the stick. It's literally showing the person the way. Allah says this Quran will lead you the way. This Quran will be your seeing stick. This Quran will be your flashlight in the dark. You'll be able to see again. Imagine being plunged into the dark where you can't see 2 feet in front of you and then you have a flashlight. You can see. This Quran will light the way. وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And this Quran is a mercy. This Quran is a mercy. That while it guides you and it teaches you and it heals you and it cures you and it shows you the way, it will do so very gently and very mercifully. Oh, the Quran is so gentle. It's so merciful. It's so compassionate. It's so loving. It's so accommodating. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. God wants facilitation for you. He does not want difficulty and obstruction for you. مَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. God has not put hardship in your religion for you. So inshallah, we hope that this ayah and kind of the scope that it creates will lead the conversation the rest of the day as we talk about family and we talk about society and we talk about professional lives and we talk about how to live our daily lives and exploring different areas of our lives through the Quran, inshaAllah, bi'idhnillah.